Racial differences. They're only skin deep.
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the book on compromise found in Christian colleges, entitled Already Compromised.
Physical characteristics like skin color, as well as eye shape, are used to divide people into so-called races. But these are really insignificant differences. Scientists have now mapped what's called the human genome. In an article in the New York Times, a doctor in New York made the following interesting statement. Quote, "If you ask what percentage of your genes is reflected in your external appearance, the basis by which we talk about race, the answer seems to be in the range of 0.01%. End of quote. This means that genetically, surface differences like skin color and eye shape are very insignificant. Then why do people make such an issue of them? Well, another scientist interviewed in the article commented, quote, "The criteria that people use for race are based entirely on external features we are programmed to recognize. You see, it's really prejudice, not genetics. What a difference it makes when people believe the Bible. We're all one race, equal before God, but sinners in need of salvation."
For the easy-to-understand evidence that shows we're all of one blood and not related to ape men, request our intriguing pocket guide on the origin of humans. It's yours for a donation of any size. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS or go to our website of answersoffer.org.